That's something.
I am sitting cross-legged next to Robert Smith on a blue cycle lane on the edge of the Great West Road. I like having Robert Smith next to me. Behind us is the drive-in entrance to the Osterley Park Hotel. The Osterley Park Hotel includes the Terminal 6 lounge and bar. Tonight is soul night, as it's Tuesday. Robert Smith is wearing black Levi 501s, a black shirt with a white t-shirt, an oversized black trench coat, white socks, and black DMs. He is everything I've always wanted to be. In fact, I could get lost just looking inside his big furry head of jet black hair. In my current state of tiredness and overall general nervous exhaustion, all I can now think about is how I can burrow myself into, nuzzle up to, and rest my head inside Robert Smith's nest. And finally, then, I can fall asleep. His face is as white as a hotel bedsheet. His eyes ringed like a late-night bar mat and a glass of dark rum too many. Robert, I ask, why did you kill the Acton Town Otter? And Robert Smith looks at me, shakes his head, and replies, "John, shut your mouth, John." His mouth is small, his skin is fine, his hands are smooth and soft. His legs are surprisingly short. He moves his legs with an incredible swiftness. It looks like if I'm not careful, he will swiftly dig himself back into this earth. What I need is CCTV. This is the plot. Go to the key cabinet, take out the special red CCTV cabinet key, go down the stairs, onto the westbound, unlock the door, and sit in the freezing cold cupboard room with the dirty blue chair that everyone puts their feet on. So first, dust it off. Unlock the safe, take out the British Transport Police laptop, plug the Ethernet cables into the correct wall socket, lift up the lid as if it was a trapdoor, select the date and time, choose a selection of cameras from different views, press play, sit back with a pen in hand and a piece of paper on the table, rewind, pause, play, playback, watch, review, leave your fingerprints everywhere. Monitoring the Hounslow East CCTV screens at night is like watching a slideshow. I am awake, but my eyes are shutting down. My mind is switching off, and I am entering sleep. Switching between being on and off stage. As if I am standing up on the platform, staring at the camera, looking back at my sleeping self. This is the life, isn't it? Is it time I started to empty the contents of your bins? Cause disturbances at night by calling out and barking. I could make small holes and shit in your garden. Wake you up at the crack of dawn on a Sunday morning. Threaten smaller household pets. Kill them even. Pass on mange to the neighbourhood dogs. I'm just thinking, would you like that? Picture the Acton Town Otter, flat on her back, a left hand at her side, a right arm covering the right eye. Her left eye is open. And what do we have here? A paw, a whisker, a tail, a clump of fur, a piece of lettuce nailed to the ground. It looks like an army of ants are running across her chest. I scratch at every single one. I stop and rest on a faded patch of grass. I dangle my legs over the curb and then think better of it. In my hand is a photograph of Acton Town Station from the 19th century. Opened on the 1st of July in 1879, Mill Hill Park was renamed Acton Town in 1910, 1 year before the otter's death. The station was rebuilt in 1932 for the Piccadilly Line Western Extension. Looking at this photograph, I still recognise the tracks. On the eastbound platform, now disused platform number 5, I can see a flower bed, part of the old station garden. On the westbound, a member of station staff stands. He wears a dark overcoat and a dark hat. His left arm rests on his hip. He has black hair, black eyes, and a beard. Were you the one who found the otter in the manhole? Did you prod her with a wooden stick to see if she was still alive? You look like you have a kind face. Did you pick her up in your arms and take her to a place of safety? Or did you all just stand around and kept your silence until the moment passed? And when you got home that night after your shift and hung up your coat and kicked off your shoes and placed your demand to be fed, did you then tell anyone? Your wife? Your boy? Or was it a story for you to dine out on that night and for many nights to come, leaning at the bar of the Victory, telling jokes in the corner of Bolo Bridge Road? Here's a second clue. Look around. Whatever happened to the Golden Mile? Between 1971 and 1981, 40% of manufacturing jobs in the West London industrial area disappeared. And this decline continued through the 80s, symbolising the collapse of West London's manufacturing sector. Tryco and Hoover moved to South Wales. The United Biscuits factory finally closed down. The Art Deco centre front of the 1928 listed Firestone factory was knocked down in 1980. And this road no longer looks new. However, it does once again look very English.